two currents can be identified. Companies are increasingly specialising in order to develop unique assets, and they are networking more with each other to complement each other. Specialisation can unlock know-how and cost advantages, and standardisation can better exploit the experience curve. But this highly tailored focus often also implies specific investments that can make them inflexible. Many companies compensate for the lack of flexibility caused by specialisation by flexibly integrating their modules into different service provision processes in the market. In this way, supply chains are transformed into networks, some of which are formed on an ad hoc basis. With modular products, you reduce complexity and solutions. For the latter, project organisations, and exceptionally also fractal organisations, can be appropriate. For this, you need a pronounced ability to cooperate, as well as trust and vigilance. For flexible integration in different value creation constellations, the particular challenges lie in aligning the interests of the cooperation partners and in the ability to dock smoothly with other organisations in terms of personnel and with suitable IT interfaces. The paradox is that the most robust and resilient companies are not those which are deployed in defined value chains with defined performance contributions, but those which continually network dynamically and flexibly and work in an agile manner. Collaborations are becoming more relevant. In order to keep the startup times and efforts for new collaborations manageable, good project management is essential over and above flexibility. Agile project management has proven its worth for collaborations in terms of joint product development. It's on the leadership attitude. The regulation of agile collaboration can be achieved through ongoing feedback. Communicative feedback in control loops with a stabilising effect thus becomes a very central element. Cooperative working in networks also requires more agile controlling and particularly mindful risk management, which should be organised in as bottom-up a manner as possible. Practice-proven methods are a strategic risk self-assessment and an operational risk self-assessment. In cooperations, the protection of intellectual property rights also becomes more relevant. These immaterial assets become relevant latest in technical due diligences. Cooperations open up interesting strategic opportunities that you would not be able to tap on your own. However, do not underestimate the dynamics in a network of companies collaborating in an agile manner and continuously try to capture and exploit possible effects of communicative notions that are commercially available for this purpose, or work models development possibilities. Game theory can also provide important guidance for rationally sensible behaviour in collaborations. Game theory models can also be used for negotiations.